You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, YNLL. I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show. Hello and welcome.
I was ready to go.
Welcome back to another episode of the Salisha Show. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas, and you know, I feel so excited. We're going to take it down a notch or two today. My guest today is so freaking cool, and I want to be cool too, you know? I want to be cool. I'm not excited at all. I'm just like, just going to hang out and chill today. My guest today, he is dancer extraordinaire, takes his shirt off every chance he gets. He is, y'all remember Coachella, or as they call it,
Baychella.
Yes,
that was.
He was on the stage with Miss Queen Bee herself. Yes, he has danced with Jennifer Lopez, and I've seen him in those videos. Okay.
Shirt also off.
Alicia Keys, Neo, Nicki Minaj, J-Hope, Ariana Grande. Like, the list literally goes on.
It does. I'm reading it right
now. No. I cannot stand you. During this pandemic, I was casually watching a little movie called In the Heights. Not sure if you heard of it. Dancing across my screen. I'm like, yes. Josh is in this movie? Oh, yes. My freaking goodness. Yes. So please help me welcome. He's a dancer and a prince in Once Upon a One More Time. Help me welcome the one, the only, Joshua Johnson.
Yeah, that's me. What's up? That was great. You do this a lot. This is prepared. I was like, damn, I love it. Thank you for having me, girl.
Oh, thank you for coming over.
Yes.
Thank you for getting up.
I look exhausted just because I am, but I'm out here.
I feel like you had a late night last night.
Oh, did I? Oh.
I know this because I hosted the party.
Hey. Your man had them tequila sunrises, and that's, I didn't rise at all.
Wait, that was kind of fun. It was my first, I wasn't planning on talking about this.
It's real life, it happened.
Yes. I was planning on having a party. We were just going to do like a little game night.
That's what happens, and then we showed the fuck out. Like, that's what happened.
We did play a little Cards Against Humanity.
We did. We played, and then we played gospel for an hour and a half.
Which was the cardio that I needed.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, honestly, okay, this is so not the plan at all, but it was really good for my heart. Like, I haven't gotten to, like, dance and sing those songs for so long. Like, last night we were doing, like, a bunch of the cast came over to my place and we were doing games. We were just hanging out. And then, like, Kevin started playing music videos on TV and we were just singing and dancing. And it was like a lot of gospel songs.
A lot of us grew up in the church. A lot of us got a musical start in church. So it just made sense. And we were like, my funniest part was that, like, we grew up in a black church. Kevin is Filipino and he's over here singing along to the shit too. I'm like,
singing along. He knows every.
What church did you go to?
What church did you go to? So, but for real though, and it kind of was exactly what my heart needed. I'm like, oh, I'm in a room with people who speak the same language.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So how did you get into, you are a bona fide professional dancer. You are like backing up huge names. You're in big movies and music videos. Mm-hmm. How the heck did that happen? Where did that start?
I've been doing this for 10 years now, but I started just same as everybody else. Usually it's I was five. I like grew up watching like Michael Jackson videos and stuff like that. So my mom would see me trying to like get it or whatever. She would talk about she would put me on like church performances we'd have every Sunday or whatever with the kids. And they even let me dance with the adults because they had me in an adult choir. But they let me, I didn't sing with them, but I would do whatever the hell, rocking and shit with the church. And it was great. The rocking and shit with the church. Straight from the path. But no, but just that. And then like I started like, I actually asked her, what did Michael Jackson do as a dancer? I wanted to be just like him. And she was like, he did jazz, tap, and ballet. So I started doing that, and then I got introduced to hip-hop, and then I didn't really want to become a professional dancer.
What did you want
to
be?
I wanted to be an actor, actually. I love dance, but like, I wanted to be an actor, which makes sense now because musicals blends all the worlds together.
Right.
But yeah, I just did it because I loved it. I didn't really have a plan. I wanted to be Michael Jackson. Fuck the people behind him. I want to be the... But yeah, but it just like until like, I would say high school when I get introduced to like, a Broadway Dance Center and taking classes over there and realizing that it can actually become a real career. I'm from New York. Yeah, born and raised. So yeah, South Jamaica, Queens. But yeah, so that's kind of how it started. And then I just booked my first job when I was 18 with J-Lo.
So
yeah.
Okay, that sounds... Oh yeah, I just booked my first job.
It took a long time.
How did that come up? How was somebody like, hey, my friend Jennifer is doing a music... Like,
I'm just that... talented. No.
But you are, though.
Thank you. No, I was doing, this is like, Jesus, like 3 months out of high school. I had just graduated and and I was training and I was working with this KR3T. Shout out to them. This woman, Violetta. She was having us do this thing for Latin Grammys or whatever. And then she got wind of an audition for J-Lo and she was like, hey, I feel like you'd be a really good fit because you're the body type they want or whatever. So I'm like, I'm not going to book this shit.
You
so
had muscles in high school? Okay, get out of here.
I was a smooth operator back in high school.
No.
I was not, actually. But yeah, so I just went. It was because of her, and I went to the audition, and I just somehow made it to the end. Honestly, I didn't expect to book anything. I wasn't that great. No, it was this woman, Luam. She was a person that was taking her class for a while, so she knew of me, and she happened to be there. And she was like, she just kept calling my name to stand out into different groups, and I was like, oh shit! I might actually book this, and I booked it that day. Like we had
that
rehearse
day.
That day, yeah. We went like after the audition, like an hour later, which never happens, into rehearsal.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, and then I was like, "Well, that's my dancer now." Oh. Yeah.
And that was.
That's what started. Yeah, that was yeah.
So I would imagine it was easier to get your next gig because you just finished doing a thing with J-Lo.
Not at all. No, it wasn't. I didn't book shit for like 2 years.
Wait, what?
Yeah, from 18 to 20, I didn't work at all as a dancer. I was a caterer because that's the reality of the business. Like, you break in, it was like, oh my God, I love this. Yes, let's go. And I didn't book shit else for 2 years because I still had to grow. Like, I was good for this one job, but dance requires a lot of different layers, and I didn't have all of them figured out yet. Mm. So I had to develop. And then after those 2 years, then my career started flipping off. But yeah.
So, you've done a lot of cool things. You've worked with a lot of cool people. What's your favorite job that you've worked with?
I don't want to say Coachella, but probably Coachella. Okay. Coachella, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to say Coachella, and I'm going to say The Get Down. I've never seen that show on Netflix.
I've heard of it. I'm not going to see it. Now I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
It's one season, and the shows are like an hour and a half long. So just
hour and a half?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a dance show?
Yeah, it's based off. So
yes,
it's, yeah,
I did hear about
it's in
this.
The Bronx. I should be more Jaden Smith. Yeah, it's a good show. I think it was just too expensive at the time. They put a lot of money.
And that was one of your favorite.
Yeah, this thing. Okay, so let me go back. So Coachella was like that whole experience was amazing. Like just like I'm like you guys have seen it. And I don't have to explain why it was amazing.
Right.
It just was.
Everyone has seen it.
You know, like it's,
you know what it is.
Yeah, it's Beyonce. But The Get Down was special because it was like a more we really got taken care of. I got to work with Rich and Tone, who are like world famous choreographers. They've worked with Michael Jackson. And just to make sure that it was like the first time I got to be part of a project long term and really feel integral to the project. Like it was like I was there with the actors. We were learning. I was learning about hip hop, my own culture, and things I didn't even know myself. It was just, it was a mixture of things. Like, it was, it didn't feel like a job. And I think that's what's, like, even Coach Hedda sometimes put, like, work, the get down. And I remember we'd be on set until 4 a.m., and then director Baz Luhrmann is talking about, let's fucking go. And I'm like, all right, let's go. Like, just that energy. Like, I can't explain it. I'm not doing it justice, but it was just a very special.
Wait, who's the director?
Baz Luhrmann.
Oh, yes. We know Baz Luhrmann.
That's
so freaking legit.
Yeah. So that job, I was like, it's still, even when I watch it today, I'm like, because we just put so much love into
long term. Do you ever feel like that with doing this musical?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Because it's as a dancer, I usually get, besides this and Coachella, I usually get in for one job and I'm out. So to be in the creative process from the beginning to now, and it's, I don't get that often. I'm usually like the next dance would be added to the tour, but I'm not actually on the tour. I'm just there for this one show in this one city that I leave.
And this, like our team, like they love you. I don't know, this might have to be off the record, but maybe it doesn't. You can decide. But remember at the start of rehearsals, you were gone for the first 2 weeks. We're like,
I'm not talking about this. It was just like I got my vaccine pretty late, so you have to wait 2 weeks, and that's why.
Did you get it like the day before rehearsal?
Possibly. We don't know. We don't know for sure. But
you were like, guys, I don't think I'm gonna be able to do the show.
And yeah, I was hurt because I was like, the fuck. I was like, COVID took everything from me.
My gosh.
But yeah,
and the cast, they're like, Josh, why the heck you wait so late?
That's what I'm saying. Like, even my agent, because he called me, he was not okay at all. But he was
he was upset.
He was upset, but not at me. He was like, bro, this is such a huge thing from you. And I'm like, obviously, yeah. So I was kind of funk, and then he called me back saying, hey, man, so this doesn't usually happen at all. And just remember that, but they're gonna work, they're gonna wait for you. And I was like,
what?
You know what I'm saying? He was like, this doesn't happen. And I'm like, I know personally, yeah, you get replaced like that.
It does not happen.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, your presence in the show makes a difference.
Thank you.
I have goosebumps, and I'm not like just pull. What is it called when you pull a leg?
Pull my ear, pull my leg.
Yeah.
Pull something. Yes.
Yeah. No, your presence in this show is felt.
Thank you.
And the guys, I love our guys, and our show is just, each of you guys are so different. I can't say that enough. You're all so different, and you're all so freaking good. And each, it just, you're Prince Bronny.
Yes.
It's like, your personality makes a difference on that stage. Mm-hmm.
It's because I'm a damn fool, that's why.
It gave you a spotlight, a special at the beginning of that.
My little aerial. But yeah, it's honestly, I love the guys. I love, we're all different. I don't know if you can hear us hooting and hollering in the dressing room, but I do appreciate everybody. And it would be, even when we lost one of the guys, Josh Toll, who wasn't able for personal reasons, like we felt that. And then we got Steven, which was a lovely addition. But yeah, we're all very close and we're all very different. And we definitely, it wouldn't be the same if one of us wasn't there, for sure.
I totally feel that. Like, I'm glad that you guys, like, all love each other.
Yeah. Fucking hate Kevin, though. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up. And every now and then, I like walking into the guys' room. Hey, guys.
Everybody's, you're hilarious. Everyone walks in. I'm like, what is, it's the guys dressing correct? But,
yeah. Like, I'm little sis. What's up, guys? Are you going to come on my podcast?
No, right here. No, we love it. But yeah, I definitely, the bird's nest, that's what we call it.
Bird's nest. Backstreet Birds.
Backstreet
and
Birds.
Girls.
Backstreet Birds, yeah, Birds to Men. Yes, it's a work in progress, but yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wait, did the backflip get cut?
No, it's because my jacket is too tight. I almost killed myself. Caleb Marzo, that's required for the flip.
Oh my
gosh. So hopefully I get some at least a different kind of material that I can do, because I would still love to do the flip. But yeah, the only reason I'm not doing it is because
you don't want to die.
I can't lift my arms up, girl.
Oh.
I need to do that flip.
Wait,
can you
do a cartwheel for me, please? One show, can you please?
You do a cartwheel?
Please do a cartwheel, just one show.
I'm gonna save it for the Sunday matinee. I need to, they're not waking up. I'm like, well, listen.
Please. But like, let me know when you're gonna do it so I can go to the back. Just film the one part.
Just have a sound effect for a cartwheel. I got
Oh
you.
My freaking goodness.
We'll see. We have time.
Who is the cool, other than Beyonce, the coolest person who you've ever gotten to work with?
I'd probably say Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she knows my name.
She's like, hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Come on over.
Literally, like, I've never had an artist or a celebrity call my name and know
me. That's so real.
Yeah, but I've worked with her on and off for 5 years, like, just, like, for various reasons. You get to know somebody and her team. And I remember when she was doing The Color Purple on Broadway, her assistant, he reached out to me and was like, hey, would you like to come through or whatever? I was like, where? And then she was like, yeah, come backstage. I'm just sitting talking to her, just like, hey, Josh, how's everything been? I was like, things are good, Jennifer Hudson. But, like, that happened. She came to Coachella. There was, like, a little after thing. It was, like, Jamie Foxx was there. Octavia Spencer was there. Just, like, different people. Spirit got
it. Oh, sorry. Oh, my goodness.
Same tried again.
No.
But, yeah, there were, like, just, like, celebrities back there. And, like, Jennifer Hudson was there. So I walked in, and she was like, you better sing, baby. I was like, hello again, Jennifer Hudson. And I took a picture with her. But, like, she, like, the fact that she, like, would come up to me and, like, we were talking or whatever, and she was like, I got these heels off, my feet hurt. And it was just like that. And I remember she took us out to dinner one night. Just, like, things I'm not used to. I'm like, I'm at dinner with you. You know who you are. That always blew my
mind. Is it possible that she wanted to be your friend? Like, it sounds
I think it's maybe.
She wants to be your friend.
Maybe. I just think that she's just a genuine person, and she takes care of people who help her. Obviously, we've helped her in that way when we worked with her and just... Yeah, she's just real. And I know that anytime I see her, anytime she's in town, like, she's still going to be like, hey, Josh. She's never weird about it. And I'm like, you're Jennifer Hudson. I ain't shit.
Well, clearly that's not true.
Yeah.
But that's not true. And that is cool that you said she knows my name. She basically, like, treats you like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's very
What do you think about this? I feel like people who are in the Broadway world, and I know this is your Broadway debut, right?
Correct.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Oh, when it moves, hopefully, fingers crossed, it moves, that will be a really big celebration.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like people on Broadway are, and I might be biased because I love the industry, they're so down to earth, and they have a different level of, like, connection, because when you're in a Broadway show, you have to work with the, it's not a faraway thing, like, I'm going to film by myself in this room. You have to, like, get along with other people.
Yeah.
You have to leave the stage door at some point in the day. Like, people have more access to you.
Yes.
And in my experience, it seems like big stars who have done Broadway are, people talk about them. You're talking about Jennifer Hudson. And she's done Broadway. Yeah. And I think about Hugh Jackman or, I don't know, even Kristen Chenoweth, like other people who are famous but do Broadway. It just seems like there's so much, they just seem so cool.
Yeah, and I feel like definitely you have to interact with people or whatever, but it's also, I don't know, it's like when you do Broadway, you have to really craft to do it. You can do a movie, you can phone it in, you can like think of things as a check. I know some celebrities like will do certain things just so like, I just want to get my check, but if you do like theater, I feel like you have to really love the art of it. And I'm not saying that artists can't be assholes, because they can.
Yes. Like, they definitely can.
I know that I've heard some stories. I won't say no names, but I've heard some stories from certain shows. And I'm like, oof, this cast? I'm like, okay. Ooh. But I do agree with you in a way of this one, with the people you were saying. There's something about people who choose to do theater, because it's not necessarily glamorous in that way. Like, it's not, but you have to really love it, and you have to work with these people every day for however amount of time the show is or whatever. So it's like, you have to be around people and be, So I think there's something to that,
What is your definition of making it? Whether it's as a dancer, as an artist, as an actor, whatever that is for you. Because I know people who are not in the industry, if they want to be dancers or if they want to do Broadway or whatever it is, making it can mean something that is maybe what it is, or what is it to you?
Making it,
because there's a lot of people who would look at you and say, you, Joshua Johnson, have made it.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I think when you can pay all your bills with your career, you made it.
But what about people who make hella money and are broke?
That's what I'm saying. Well, then you need better finances. But no, I think there's levels. I think there's a level of like when your career is stable, and also the level of, because I think it is personal what you consider for yourself making it. Some people consider, I'm an active working dancer, I made it. Some people consider, no, I want to be someone who never has to have a side job, or I've worked with this specific artist. I think my definition of making it, I just feel like you keep on making it. I don't know that even when I did Coachella, I didn't consider that me making it. Like, even when,
oh my gosh,
just in a way of like, I'm not satisfied. Like, what you don't want to do with your career is you don't want to live in the past, and you don't want to be that one artist that's always reminding you of that one job. Like, I want to always have new exciting things. So I think for me personally, if I'm doing something that one sustains me, but also is I'm constantly inspired by the work that I'm doing, that I've made it. Because I feel like there's a lot of people who are working in their career but are not happy, and it's not. So I feel like as long as what you're doing, if you're happy and it fulfills you the same way, like the first time when you booked the job, I feel like that you've made it. But I think there's so many definitions of it. So yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't have a clear answer for that.
Well, no, it's your answer is the right answer.
Yeah.
It is the right answer.
I mean, if I'm an Avengers 7, I made it.
Hello, let's go.
But you better put
that out into the universe. Come on, Avengers 7, Joshua Johnson.
Listen.
Come through.
Because I got some goals. But yeah, I think for me, it's like making it, I just define it as like when I'm just happy every time I'm at work in every way. Mm-hmm. I think that's enough for me.
Does it mean anything in particular to you being a black man doing what you're doing?
It does, just because of where I grew up. Like, it is encouraged, but it's not. It's usually like basketball player, rapper. You want to do that? It's like to be a black kid. That's like, I want a dance class. Like, it's not. You don't have that support, especially from your peers. Like, kids are assholes.
Oh, I didn't think about it from that angle.
Yeah.
So because I feel like you're a very, I want to be careful with what I say, how I say this, but you're a very like manly guy, but I would never think of like what it was at the beginning saying you want to take ballet classes or.
I was a little scared, a little dork, bro. Right? Like, I wasn't, like, I'm still a nerd. I just work out. It's, I think as a black man, but also just as a man, like, it's hard to branch out into this thing that can be looked at as, you know, feminine or just not the norm for whatever you're doing. If you don't have a lot of references around you, you have to make that decision on your own. Like, I was blessed to go to a school that did encourage the arts, but it was an artsy school. And I was like, a lot of the times I was the only boy doing this or that, but it was just, I think as an adult, I feel the responsibility of like showing and knowing that there are little black boys looking at me and being like, okay, he can do this and he's still a man for whatever that means to you personally. It's just, you can do these things and they're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can, so I think that's how I see it. Cause I know like my niece and nephews, like my nephew was like, oh, I want to dance like Uncle Josh. Like, I'm like, I think that's important, you know, to be that example. So that's how I feel about
that. And I feel like the dance, like you come from a dance, like for real, you are like backing up. That's so different than musical theater.
Yeah.
This is so different.
Yeah. 100%.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's dope. I feel like it's showing how much theater is changing and evolving, and especially hiring people like Keone and Mari, who, you know, even for them, like, this wouldn't have been the case like even 5 years ago, you know what I'm saying? So it's just I think it's great. I think that the notion that Broadway always has to be a newsies type thing, that's that, but there's so many voices and aspects of arts that it should be encouraged to have a different style, different flavor, and something new, because you want to keep reinventing the genre. You don't want to keep doing the same old thing. I think that's what they're bringing, and that's why I'm blessed to be a part of it, because it wouldn't be someone like me typically. No.
But here you are.
You're right. You're on here.
Here you are, opening doors for others like you, your mirror. I'm going to ask you a few questions about your hair and how you feel about hair.
Oh, right. Well, I feel like I need a hat. That's why I'm wearing it. My hair needs to be retwisted. That's what I need.
So what is it for the show? Is it locks? Is it like, how would you describe your hair?
My hair is locked, yeah.
And have you always had your hair locked?
No, I did this in the pandemic just because.
During the pandemic?
Yeah.
What was it before? I'm trying to remember.
I have between like braids, and then I just had my hair out.
Yeah, girl. Have you ever had it locked before?
Mm-mm.
How do you like it?
I love it. The process, anyone who's ever locked their hair, is Jesus Christ. It is a lot. Because it's just like your hair is going to go. We talk about the ugly phase that your hair, when you're trying to grow it out. Nobody likes the in-between. Because you want that hang time. Like, when you try to get anyone wants them cornrows that you
want. Hang time!
Listen, let me tell you something. Like, my hair ain't it's a little bit. It's a little something. But it's just, I love the process. I was nervous because it's like a permanent thing. If you want to unlock your hair, you got to cut it. But I just was time for a change. COVID. I'm like, screw it.
If you go to get your hair done, is the show paying for it?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
Good.
The haircut and, like, retwist, yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like you can say something if you need to? I need to go now to get it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They've been...
Let me refill your water.
Oh, no, it's good. I'm about to... Thank you, girl. I need to wake up.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, they definitely, like, the email I was sent was very, like, respectful, and they understood, like, listen, this is black hair. I need a lot of maintenance. I'm a little janky on that stage, so yeah.
No, no, but you look great on the stage.
Thank you.
Have you ever worn a wig before? I can't imagine that you have.
Only in high school, like, when we do, like 42nd Street, you're like Guys and Dolls, which, in hindsight, I was like, why the hell would you get my black ass this Caucasian wig?
Wait.
You know what I'm saying? Why would you get, like...
Please tell me it was blonde.
No, girl. It was just... Well, it looked like Dave Chappelle.
No!
That's what it'd be like. But no, but it was just like... We would do these shows or portraying these white characters. And I was just like... I remember I went to a fitting. And they were like trying to fit me for a wig. And I was like, absolutely not. Just because I'm like, that is... That would go against so much of what I think needs to happen as far as... Like, I don't ever want to see... I don't even like seeing... Just like, if someone gives you a wig and it's like a straight wig and that's not your... I would like give her a wig that at least resembles what her actual... If that makes sense for the character. You know what I'm saying?
You were feeling this in high school?
No, well, I mean, in hindsight. Well, in high school, I was like, it's a little weird. But in hindsight, as an adult,
wow.
Yeah, I'm definitely like... that's why I love that Aisha has the wig that she does.
Right?
The show, because I'm like... We gotta protect that. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
it's important.
It's very important. And
yeah.
We don't want to spoil it, but it's pretty epic, the transition that happens in the show.
Yeah.
What would you say if we... Okay. What would you say to this? If one day we had a chocolate Cinderella,
mm-hmm.
would it be okay for her wig to be straight? Or does it need to be... texture like her own hair?
It's
I don't even know how I feel about that.
I don't know, because here's the thing. It's like, black women wear straight haired wigs, and I think that's fine. I don't believe that means you hate your own hair. Like, oh, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's fine. Such a complicated question. I don't know.
I know. Like, I was thinking about that too. Especially since she's such a shout out to Britney.
Yeah.
Without being...
I think something like that, I think she should decide if she wants to have a texturizer. Because I feel like if you're trying to... Like, no, she has to have this straight wig, then I have an issue personally. But if it's like, again, I believe
in it. There we go.
You know what I mean? Because black people, we play with our hair. We can do so much with our hair. Like, I love that part of it. So I don't want to restrict it and be like, you have to have curls because you have... I don't want to do that either. But I think it should be a decision that, like, the same way how I was like, I don't feel comfortable wearing this wig. Like, if she doesn't put her in what she would feel comfortable in. And if you wanted to have... If you want to have a chocolate princess... Let that princess be, like, in charge of that.
I was thinking about this as a swing. My wigs are, a lot of them are textured.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, though, because I feel like I get to express myself. They're like, we want your natural hair looking wig to look like your hair. They even colored it to where it's just like mine. I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I wouldn't mind wearing a straight hair wig because I have the other ones, but... What if that one night that I'm on for a certain character with only straight hair?
I think there's levels to it, because like what I don't want people to feel like is like they have the weight of the world. Every black person ever would rest on my shoulders.
Right?
Oh, like I hate that, and I also don't like you feeling like you have to, because I can't. I have to show this side of myself because I don't want to get a mixed message. I'm like, do what the fuck you gonna do? I think a more powerful message is being like, I'm choosing to wear this thing, and and it's also we. Love playing pretend, like that's okay, like that's part of, like, I don't want to lose that pretend aspect because you are not yourself. But I think it's just, I don't think it should be one or the other. I think it should be a conversation, especially if you're trying to honor someone's hair. Just don't push an agenda, just have it be, what do you want to do? What is the least you want to wear? You want to wear straight hair? Go ahead, girl, that's fine. You ain't selling out, that's what you wanted to do.
Oh my goodness.
That's
like,
how I feel.
I would want to honor like the Britney throwback,
mm-hmm.
but I also don't feel like I could go on stage with blonde wig.
But you know what it's like? It's like people who like I go to Comic-Con, I'm gonna just be a nerd for a second, but I go to Comic-Con, people cosplay, and sometimes people feel weird about cosplaying as other characters, because if I'm black, I'll go as like Black Panther or Blade or some shit, but black people they won't often go as like Batman because I'm black. I'm like, give a fuck, go as that, like if that's what you want to pretend and be that, and I like the same thing about hair, if you want to portray a character and I want to be this, but that's what I feel. I think that's more important because that's your individual expression as opposed to you trying to be culturally accurate. I don't think that should over trump your artistic side. Does that make sense? Like, I don't
yes.
Yeah. So,
you know,
find both.
I'm over here like, you came over here this morning like, Salisha, I'm just getting up right now. And I'm like, you're pretty deep for just getting up right now.
It's all a lie. I'm so tired. But yeah, I don't know. That's how I feel about it. But these are complicated questions. I think it should still be, the conversation should still be had. I don't have the answers, but I just think that.
I love that
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
I think that is a great like way to look at it because I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to say when they said, we're making your textured wig like yours. Do you want it to be a natural color? Or do you want it to have highlights your own hair so you
mm-hmm.
can express your personal hair journey on the stage?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I think that's the thing.
That's awesome.
It's dope, but it's also, I also feel there's like extra special attention given to people with hair like us and just being like, I don't want to offend. I just want to do, I'm like, don't fucking coddle me. Like, I'm a grown adult person. So
right.
I want to be respectful, but it's like when people say, oh, I don't want to say black, African-American. I'm like, girl.
It takes so long to say African-American. I'm black. You can call me black.
So with the whole wig thing, don't like, I feel, yes, be respectful, but also like, relax, breathe. Just talk to me and we can have a conversation. And I think that's what you just got to do with those situations. That's it.
I'm about to let you go, but I could talk about this with you for a long time. And I'm like really enjoying this, John.
Yes, glad I'm not trash. Cut the whole episode.
Oh my goodness, we have to have a few bleeps here or there. What are you grateful for today? Or what is there something that you're looking forward to?
Yeah.
Just what is on your heart?
I don't know. I'm grateful for, I'm gonna go back to last night. Just like, like that kind of embodied why I enjoy this cast. So it's simple, but it's just like that, how you felt like on your heart was very fulfilling. Yeah, just I enjoy that I can share and just be regular as human self with these people. And
right.
Yeah, it's special. And it's not common, so I appreciate that. So I'm just grateful for moments like that, where even this dumb game nights, whatever, like...
Dumb game
like,
nights.
It's like, not dumb, but just like us just being goofy, like, I just appreciate those little moments because I think that's important because we work so hard. So just to be able to just take a load off, get a few drinks, have a good time, put on some Kirk Franklin, like, that's so important.
Right?
That's so, I'm grateful for that, I would say.
How can people, my heart is so big for you right now. Okay, how can people find you?
Oh, shit. Please, everything. JSwag93 on Instagram and, on YouTube, if you want to watch my little skits, Kangaroo Comedy, it's 2K, Kangaroo Comedy, also with a K, one word. That's it, yeah, reach out. I probably won't reach back, but yeah, I'm out here.
We are. I am done with you. Oh my goodness, you guys heard it here first. Thank you for listening. This is Joshua Johnson. I'm your host, Alicia Thomas. See you next week.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salisha Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalishaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, Podmax. I'm out.
'Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.